"Have a nice life," I said as I stood at the door, having finally got him out of my home with the excuse of some fake lunch plans.
"Don't say that," he said, giving me a hug.
"Sorry," I replied, not knowing what else to say. "Merry Christmas." I lay on the sofa in Leo's jumper that I had never thrown away and watched daytime television. India's lovely boyfriend came into the living room, bearded and smiling and wearing the cosy Fair Isle scarf India had lovingly picked out for him for Christmas. He was a picture of familiarity and love, and it had never felt so far away from me.
"Morning, doll," he said.
"Nice scarf."
"Yeah, it is, isn't it?"
he said, looking down at it with a smile.
"India tells me you commissioned a Christmas special last night."